what there would be for areas to expand because the shooting range is right next door. Doesn't mean you couldn't, and we've utilized pretty much every piece of space in that building that we can. Might have to redesign some things in that building, I don't know.
I definitely think you need an expansion.
Part of the problem is that you're attempting to be in a retail business, and you're not in a retail,
area.
Well, if there's a partnership with somebody that is in a retail area, then that facility will work with modifications.
Yeah, it could work.
But
and could save all the entities $1 million.
In there. We've had four years ago, I believe, I'd have to look, but we had 1,600 animals in there in 1 year. So we have had that many animals in there, but it's not optimal to have that many in a year with the facility.
Part of this going forward is there's going to definitely have to be either a remodel of the existing facility
or a relocation or expansion or something.
Yeah.
And how many of us have talked with the state inspection lady about the facility and me?
And I'm sure she's not overly pleased with it.
She is telling us that we're going in the dirt because there's no way that you can use this facility as it stands, and it would be much better for everybody. And this has to do with the puppy mill of a few years ago and all of that, that now we have monthly inspections instead of annual?
Have it in a while, but usually at least twice a year.
But it's significantly different regimen, and she went down this lengthy list of things that she said is incurable with what we have. So every time she inspects, that's going to be a giant problem.
Well, we can also tell the state that we'll just not have one anymore.
That's a possibility. However, I don't know that the taxpayers are too high on that possibility.
I love the state coming out here.
The other thing is, before we get too far away from all these jurisdictions, one of the issues here is if we don't have this across the county, we're going to have what we have now, where we have people dumping animals in jurisdictions that have animal control or have agreement with the shelters to take them. So we could easily still have 1,500 animals, but it would just be a small handful of groups paying for it.
Right.
And I think that that's one thing that I think we all agree the cost is going to be the issue here. But, of course, whether it's a contract operator, whether it's us forming an organization, or whatever, that cost has to be the same, and we have to figure out if it's going to cost us $400,000 to run this thing, how we apportion that $400,000 out and make it doable for the little guys. I mean, that's otherwise the little guys, and oddly enough, they may be the little guys, but they have a lot of pets or animals.
They will impact one way or the other.
They will tip us over if we're not careful.
I'll tell you a quick story. There was a gentleman who was dumping a box of sick puppies at our office in Branson. And we went out and talked to him. You know, you can't drop these off here. You need to talk, you know, send them over to the kennel. He said, well, he lives in Rockaway Beach. You stop by there, and they said they couldn't do anything. So then he stopped by the office there in Mary Woods, and they didn't want anything. So he sent him down the road. So he stopped at Bull Creek, and they laughed at him and said, we don't want your dogs. We need to go. So he stopped at our office. So he was going to leave. If he left our office, we actually had an animal control officer come out and pick these dogs up. Because I know if he went through Branson Hollister, he was not going to make the commitment. He was going to stop somewhere, and you would have had sick puppies in Branson Hollister. So the situation is that if we don't get them on board, those dogs are going to find their way someplace. And so they have to be brought into the table, and we have to drive away. So.
And I think one of the big ways to help bring those folks on board, and that includes Foresight, mm-hmm. is finding a way to substantially impact the number of animals. Mm-hmm. We can't continue to increase the inflow into the shelter 25% a year. that's not sustainable in my mind. And till we stem the tide, we're not going to get there.
I know we had the conversation the first meeting we had about the state and their inspection and when where we had failed and where we, and you're absolutely correct. There are way too many animals going into the facility that we have to maintain it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's just there's the efficiency of everything is an issue. So
from heating on down, air conditioning, I should be.
Joplin Humane Society raised the funding for a new facility. It took them 5 years to raise that money. They did it through fundraisers and grants and contracts with jurisdictions. So it's not an overnight, let's build a new facility kind of thing. There's going to have to be a plan for that.
But I will say there's been a long history of the community coming together to support the facility. There's been a large number of music shows that they've did various benefits for the shelter over many, many years. So I think that once, this project gets going to where we're ready to start seeking donations for a facility, I think we'll have a lot of people in the community coming forward. So it may not take 5 years. I won't say it won't take more than that, but I think that we're in a good community, and people want to see the. I think they'd be really willing to support the development of a really top-notch facility that they could be proud of. So, but I know they're not going to want to give that money directly to the government. That's one thing.
There's 19 acres out there, by the way.
I did pull some real estate that I can send everyone. I also pulled the Animal Care Facility Act regulations that apply to us that I sent out. And then I do have a quarterly report on what the shelter has done. We took in 301 animals. In the first quarter of this year, 303 went out. We had 98 adoptions, 44 returned to owners, 49 were either died or euthanasia, 96 were transferred out to other facilities, and 12 of them went back to their owners through service out. Service in and service out has to do with owner. There's a death of an owner. If an owner is displaced, we had the fire over in Curryville. We house 3 dogs for them. So it also has to do with owners being arrested, that sort of thing. So the average length of stay was 12.9 days. Owner surrenders and seized animals were the highest. Those are bite quarantines. Those go back to the owner arrest, that sort of thing. So we are required by state statute that we have to hold them a certain number of days. It can be up to 30, according to state statute. So if they bond out, we have to give them the opportunity to bond out and come get their animals. So those sort of situations. And then the intake by jurisdiction, Taney County, we took in 169. Branson, we took in 109. Forsyth, we took in 2. Hollister, 16. Kirbyville, city limits of Kirbyville, 3. And Marion Woods, we took in 2. Those were bite quarantines in Marion Woods. So we had a total of 309. And then the last pages are about field services activities. And not everything gets documented. I asked them to document, but not everything does get documented in the system. But we had 260 responses within the city of Branson and 136 responses in Taney County. And I can send this report to you as well. And we do have a policy and procedure manual that we follow. as well as with the rest of it. And the other thing that I did pull up is a shelter design for the Humane Society, and it gives you everything that you need to think about when you're building a new shelter. So I will send that to you as well if you'd like it. And then this is the real estate. There's a really good spot on Maple Street.
I don't think that's a good retail center. I think it needs to move on down the road. That's what I'm saying. Actually, when we had Rockaway was here last time. Who else? Was Bull Creek here last time?
No, just Merriam Woods last time.
Okay, because they're concerned that it's on the far southwest corner of the county, and so when they transport, one of the things that's involved with them is they would like to see something more centralized to the county so that they don't, if they were going to do their own pick up and control those types of things, or transport, I'm sorry. They were asking if they could be, and for us, obviously for Hollister, it's very convenient right now, but we're not opposed to having it somewhere north on the 65 corridor that we talked about, the F Highway or that kind of stuff. Now, to Commissioner Williams' point, that's the investment in the building, so there's a basic, fundamental, big cost there. However, whether it's the short term or the long term, I would tell you that I would be in favor of whether it's a contract operator or us, we get something that is more sustainable and operations are designed to do this, even though this building has been migrated and been adapted to this. It's still the cats in the rafters, and those types of things are a little bit not optimal. And the intake area, and the other thing that I think is part of the long term of this, when we're getting the numbers we're getting, is a vet on staff. So that we don't keep farming out. The vet bills are equal to a salary for a vet. So we're out living off the goodwill and that of whoever will do this, but in many cases it would probably be as easy or more advantageous to put a staff member on that could do this themselves.
You probably could too. Just,
we're not, I don't want to visit this again in the near future. I would like to resolve this once for the 20-year fix if we could get there. We may not be able to get there, but if we can, I would like to do that because the political side of this is a mess. People don't want to think that animals aren't being taken care of. They don't want to spend a bunch of money on it. Those two may be at opposite ends of the spectrum, but somewhere in there, they're looking at us to try and resolve this stuff. And I don't know, at $150 a pop, we've had people come in and say, I can't redeem my animal. I can't afford it. And one got a payment plan right now. And he was choosing between electricity and his dog. So he's on the payment plan to get, because he was in pretty tough looking guy, but he was in tears about not having his dog. And so, I mean, that's all real world stuff. That I think there's a balance in here, and I think we can come to this, but we just need to get a long-term plan and then an immediate, where are we at getting on to the long-term plan. So that, I think that's it. Whether we use, I took out, because I misunderstood about a contract operator, there's a piece in here, because Coalition contracts with Branson as the contract operator for the biosolids.
Yeah.
So there's already the pieces in there to have a contract operator. I just took them out because I thought we were going to try and form our own organization and do it that way, but we can do it however you want, and it's pretty straightforward. But one, I think several things. Once we have to do some assumptions, and we either have to assume that we're going to be able to get these 10 entities in at and in some way. And I will tell you, like in Jonas's organization, Taneyville couldn't afford to be in. Connell Insurance just paid their annual fee so that we would have everybody, so that we wouldn't wind up with the haves and